the parent of a star athlete, asks for advice. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 85. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Kugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, a podcaster, author, and speaker. This podcast is 15 minutes, so it will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways that you can use immediately. And you can find every episode on the RecruitMe.com website, but it's easier on an app, the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. And I'd like to offer you the first chapter free of my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, on my website at RecruitMe.com. Recruit-me.com. Go right there. Well, I got an email a short time ago from a dad who had a question. And as I read through the email, I said, man, this is kind of a complex question. I don't think I can just shoot a quick email back to him. So I contacted Michael and I said, hey, Michael, how about if we do a free consultation, a free coaching session, if you let me record it, because the question that you have I think could be applicable to other families, and I want others to benefit for it. And hey, I'll make it part of my podcast. And Michael graciously agreed to let me do that. So I've got this interview, which is basically a consulting call for you to hear in its entirety and see what you can get out of it. If you have questions, be sure to just shoot me an email at john@recruitme.com. John@recruitme.com. And if I can answer them quickly in an email, I will, or maybe I'll get you on one of the podcasts as well. So Michael's from upstate New York, not too far from where I grew up. So it was kind of cool to be talking with him where it is snowing like it does all winter long in upstate New York. And what I want to do is read you his question so you know exactly what he's asking me, and then we'll go right into our conversation. He said, John, I listened to the podcast. I bought the book. Great information. Here's my situation. I have a 15-year-old daughter in her freshman year. She excels in every sport. She tries. She played on the varsity field hockey team in the eighth grade and was a starter her freshman year, earning all-star recognition. She also competed in multiple events in track and field, earning all-star recognition. She excelled in basketball, where she led her team in all statistics. The problem is she lacks direction and is having trouble setting goals for herself. When I ask her what she dreams of doing in college, she says she doesn't know. She says she doesn't see herself playing field hockey in college, but that's the sport she'll get the most recognition because the team is really good and gets a lot of press. We don't know how to help her because my wife and I are not athletes. Do you have any suggestions? And so let's go to that conversation with Michael. Michael, I understand you've got a talented daughter, just the little that we've interacted with each other. And so she's involved in three sports. Which one does she enjoy the most?
Well, that's the problem, is like whatever sport on the season that's in season, she focuses on that sport, and she puts her whole heart into it. And, you know, she's like really gung ho, and, you know, she does really well. But then as soon as the sports season is over, she moves to the next sport, and that's when she, you know, is all into that one. And she's having a little trouble, trying to pick out, which one to really focus in on. Mm.
And I, you emailed me to ask the question, and I felt that your question might benefit a number of parents. Just to put it in perspective, your daughter in the eighth grade was playing on the varsity field hockey team, is that right?
Yeah, okay. She was brought up from actually in seventh grade. She started in the JV team, then she did so well there. The offense needed a little boost, so they brought her up about the eighth grade season. They kind of brought her up to give the offense a little boost. And I know she did pretty well. Okay. In her freshman year, she actually was named a starter.
Wow. That's awesome. And in basketball, I think you said that she led her team in all the statistics in basketball.
Yeah, she's like a one-man wrecking crew. She's like really aggressive on defense. She's fearless on offense. She racks up at stats. I mean, it's, you look at the stats there. I mean, she's like, you know, it's like all over the board.
Okay. And in the track and field, what does she compete in track and field?
Well, mostly her coach likes to use her for the anchor for the relays, like the 1x4, the 4x4. She does the long jump, the high jump. Actually wants to use her for hurdles this year, and wants to try and pole vault too. So it's kind of a jack of all trades. She really enjoys the track and field a lot.
Where would you like to see her focus?
As a parent, I mean, I think the basketball is Division I. I think you get a full scholarship. And we get a partial scholarship for field hockey, and I think track and field to get partial. It's all up to her. I mean, I really don't want to push her into a direction. It'll be her choice. I do know that she wants to stay in the Northeast, for school. And that's pretty much all the information I can get out of her. Okay. I sat her down and I asked her, where would you dream about going to school? And she wants to live at home. And she wants to play sports in college, but that's pretty much all I can get out of her.
Well, let me just respond here. Is it taking in this information so our listeners can get perspective too? And first thing I have to say is the fact that she is competing in three sports and absolutely loves each one when she's in it is a great sign. Mm-hmm. That's a great sign because it makes her a better athlete. As she gets ready to compete in college, she's going to have to be a great athlete, and being able to compete in different sports raises the level of your play just because you're a well-rounded athlete. So that's a good thing. Second thing I would just say is she's a freshman, and at that point in her life, she probably isn't thinking about college because most freshmen aren't thinking about college at that point.
And she thinks I'm crazy because I'm trying to push these decisions on her. She's like, I don't know, Dad. It's too far away to even think about. I'm like, well, we got to start now.
Yeah, and you don't be alarmed because she's not thinking about college yet. And you are. And as a parent, there's things that you can do to prepare her for college that aren't even athletics related at all. Making sure that she's taking the right courses, working with a guidance counselor and somebody who knows how to make sure that she is taking the qualifying courses for college. So that's really important. And there are other things you can do on the academic side, and I don't want to go into that right now, but just on the athletic side, I would just continue to encourage her. Encourage her to enjoy what she's doing. One of the things that happens with a lot of athletes is when you start too soon in talking college and preparing them and really bringing this athletic scholarship thing out before them, is when it comes time to go to college, they're tired of the sport. They're tired of competing because it became too much of a job.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, it's one of my biggest fears is, her burning out and her not loving, what she's doing.
Yeah. And you continue to feed that for her. And you know what? Maybe next year, one of those sports will become less of what she really enjoys, and it may drop off, and then another sport may drop off. She may, on the other hand, get into her junior and senior year, and she has still got a couple sports that she loves. She doesn't know which way she wants to go. And depending on the school she goes to, the level, she may be able to compete at more than one sport. Division I, probably only one because it gets really demanding. But maybe she wants to continue to have fun in these sports, and, man, she gets her college paid for and all that. But just follow it along and continue to encourage her. Don't push her, and you just stay out ahead of her. Now, next year, when she's a sophomore, then you can begin to really seriously go after this with start talking about schools. You may even be able to do that now. Here we are The end of the school year will be here before we know it. It's amazing. You're in upstate New York, so you're probably saying there's snow all around me. I don't think it's going to, spring isn't even close. I would go ahead and maybe begin to plant some seeds. Find out from her what's important to her. Like she's already told you, she wants to stay at home and she wants to. So maybe you go to Syracuse and look around that campus. Visit it, see what it's like. Go down to Ithaca, Cornell, visit some schools that are within driving distance just to help her understand and get a feel for it, see how she responds to it. And maybe down the road she's going to say, well, I don't really want to go locally and live at home, but I want to go, you know, within driving distance. And when her friends start to pick their school, she may follow in their footsteps too, and her horizons may be broadened a little bit. But I wouldn't push her in any direction right now. I would show her the opportunities that are in front of her. But you certainly can start talking about schools and preferences and that type of thing.
Yeah, I thought about reaching out to some former athletes too, just get a kind of get a mentor for her, you know, talk about their experiences and. Know, kind of get her excited about thinking about college.
Sure, that's always a good thing to do. She can make a friend or two that way who she can ask questions to as well. So that's a good idea, definitely.
Yep.
But you're a long ways away from really getting into the thick of it. She has, from what you're saying here and what I'm seeing, if she's playing varsity as a freshman, then she's in that top tier. She'll have schools who are coming after her most likely. I wouldn't take that for granted. I would go ahead and go through the process of initially contacting schools and building the relationship. Plus, you may get contacted by schools that she's not interested in. She needs to know what she's interested in and be able to go to the school that is the right fit academically, athletically, college life, distance from home, all those things. Mm-hmm. And that's in the book, as you've probably read, helping to make decision.
Definitely the book though is definitely helpful. I mean, I went through and read through it twice, and has a lot of good information on it.
Good. Well, I'm honored. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions that you have at this point in her high school career? As you're looking forward to pursuing that scholarship?
I took your advice in the book there about having an introductory packet. Actually had one all set and ready to go. I got her recruiting video. I got the profile, and the introduction, letter. And, I was just wondering, if she's really not 100%, involved in deciding on where she wants to go. Should I hold off and wait, or should I start, you know, emailing this stuff out now, or mailing it out, or should I just wait?
Well, Michael, one of the things that you really want to do is make sure she's involved with you, that it's not just you doing the work for her, that she's got a vested interest, that she's putting in time. If these schools are going to start contacting her, they're not going to be calling her, but she will get some requests for information, fill out the questionnaire, that type of thing. There'll be communication that started, camp brochures and all that. You want to make sure that she's involved in the process and you're not just going to bat for her. And coaches really want that. They want to know that the parent isn't the one that's pushing this, but the athlete is the one that's interested. You need to wait till there's a time when she is interested and she wants to move forward. That may be next year, early next year, who knows? You've got the letter done and the profile. That's great. You know, you got all the tools there. You'll just have to update them as you go along, but you really do need to know from her perspective, what are some of the schools that fit into her desires and preferences before you start just blasting away.
I'm trying to get her involved a little more, but she's kind of, She can't really see beyond this school year, so it's like really difficult for her to see anything beyond graduation.
And that's not a bad thing, especially the year that she's in. The fact that you are taking the initiative with her, my counsel would be make sure you integrate her into the process. That is such a key factor. I'm working with another family, father and son, that are working on this, and the son is, he is shy. He is an introvert. But the dad and he go to tournaments together. They work together on this. I've had conversations with them, and he is interested. The son is interested, but the dad is leading through the process. However, as I've talked with them, they're both working on the player profile. They're both working on the letter, and they this is a joint effort, which I would encourage you to get her involved in some way, because that is so important. That's so key as you're moving through the process. If you start now, then it's going to really pay off in the end in those relationships with the coaches.
Oh, definitely. Yep. Definitely do agree with that.
So there you have it, my conversation with Michael, and hopefully you found some benefit out of that yourself. If you have any questions, be sure to shoot them to me at john@recruitme.com. I may get you on the podcast as well. I'd like to do this on a semi-regular basis, maybe once a month. I believe that parents who have questions, athletes that have questions, are not isolated questions, but others can benefit from it as well. Well, I'll talk to you next week, okay? Have a great week.